I've been following the Illinois River as it flows west from Chicago suburbs, asking people who live near its banks about their connections to state government, what experiences they've had with it, and what they want the next governor to understand about their lives. Cliff Denny isn't the only one who tells me.
In my humble opinion right now, it's really screwed up.
Still, Illinois is his home.
Well, I'm quite positive this is where they're going to bury me.
Frustration and devotion. A lot of people I'm meeting seem to juggle both attitudes toward their state. I ran into Denny just as he was calling it quits, fishing for catfish and carp on the Illinois River near Shanahan, Illinois, in Chicago's southwest suburbs. Denny's issues with the state are probably things you've heard about. Taxes, debt, violence. But he's here because of something that goes beyond politics. His grandkids. Denny says he hopes things improve for them.
If the next governor's here, what do you want him to understand?
I want him to understand, number one, the unemployment. You know, how bad unemployment is. Number two, gas prices.
As Denny packs up his fishing gear to try his luck further north at the Illinois River, I follow it west to Ottawa, where the river goes right through town. Murals on the sides of downtown buildings honor the glass company that used to make marbles. That working class history is on the mind of Eileen Fesco.
We're a good union town, and there are good jobs available.
Even though Fesco runs the Book Mouse, a small independent bookstore, she thinks of Ottawa's union past when she thinks of modern-day politics. That's because Ottawa was nicknamed Radium City. Clockmakers here were unknowingly using the poison chemical.
Our town can be sad for that, but also proud that we became one of the first places that fought for worker right to know.
Even with her loyalty to unions, she takes a long pause before answering what the next governor of Illinois must understand.
Boy, I would never want the job, that's for sure.
Fesco says the governor needs to balance the competing interests of companies and individuals and hear all sides in debates. But at Jeremiah Joe's coffee shop a block away, the tall, blonde, and handsome Walt Willie is more specific about what Illinois could use. Jackson Montgomery.
Jackson Montgomery was a white knight. He was a lawyer who never lost a case unless it was the best thing to do.
Now, just to be clear, Jackson Montgomery is not real. He was a character on the TV soap opera All My Children, one of the good guys. Willie played Jackson Montgomery on TV for 25 years and moved back to Ottawa when the show ended. Now, Willie runs a community theater he hopes to grow, even as he sees cuts to youth art programs. He wants the next governor to change that.
Because there are a lot of kids that don't play football. There are a lot of kids that aren't great math wizards.
Willie's other gig is touring Illinois with a one-man show of Wild Bill Hickok. And if on that tour Willie follows the Illinois River south like I did, he might pass through the small town of Goodfield, Illinois, outside Peoria. The Illinois River doesn't quite reach Goodfield, but Tara Brockman says it's still connected.
But this creek goes into Walnut Creek, which goes into the Mackinac, goes into the Illinois, and then goes to the Mississippi and the Gulf of Mexico.
Brockman helps out on the family farm there. If you go to the Evanston Farmers Market, you've probably seen their farm stand. It's tomato season right now.
So you'll see lots of heirloom tomatoes, hybrid tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, plum.
When Brockman considers the future of her state, she's disappointed most farmland is corn and soy.
We've seen the change from what was, in fact, a diverse, sustainable agriculture. And we've seen it shift from that to a unsustainable, not diverse agriculture. And it's because of policy that those changes have happened. So we could change back.
But Brockman's skeptical that will happen anytime soon, since small family farmers don't have time to lobby Springfield. Still, she's a part of a family business that can take its harvest 2.5 hours up the road, connecting the northern suburbs to downstate, the fields to a metropolis. Another link in the multiple connections of people throughout Illinois as they grapple with whose vision for the state they want to see come November. I'm Tony Arnold.